O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Exalt yourself above the heavens, and your glory over all the earth. Psalm 108, verses 1 to 4. My heart is firmly fixed, O God, O my heart is fixed. I will sing and make melody. Wake up, my spirit, awake, lute and harp. I myself will waken the dawn. I will confess you among the peoples, O Lord. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is greater than the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Exalt yourself above the heavens, and your glory over all the earth. A reading from Acts chapter 10, verses 17 to 33. Now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the man who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the man who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. On the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and he called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifting him up and saying, stand up, I myself am also a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go of with another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent. I asked them, for what reason have you sent me? Have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me wearing white clothing, and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all things commanded you by God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Exalt yourself above the heavens and your glory over all the earth. Catherine of Genoa said, all goodness is a participation in God and in his love for his creatures. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's creation today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 8. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? O Lord, our Lord, Your majestic name fills the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we pause for a moment, we ask ourselves these simple questions. In what ways has God been generous to us? How can we be more generous towards those around us who are in need today? Holy Spirit, help us to receive freely so that we may give generously. Who do we know that is experiencing injustice right now? Where are people being silenced, oppressed, denied their rights as human beings, or discriminated against in some way? As we name these people and these situations before you now, Lord, we ask you for salvation. Save them. Set them free. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to your generosity today, to the freeness of your salvation. We yield ourselves to love, to belonging, to the challenge of giving who we are and what we have to those around us. Today, we are grateful that we are part of the body of Christ and that you, God, have arranged the parts in that body just as you wanted them to be. So, Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Lift us up by the power of your Holy Spirit to participate in your goodness and bear witness to your loving kindness in every move we make. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.